Richard, we've talked a lot during the years, and you've told me some of the funny stories that happened in California. And the one that I remember is the one when the first one I remember is when you Sanctuary had two drummers.
Right.
And you always had an extra drum set up there because one drummer or the other was singing?
Well, one was singing usually, and one played a double bass drum and the other played single, and they wouldn't play each other's drums.
Right. So you were playing at the Whiskey a Go-Go? Was that
right.
It?
That was kind of neat. We replaced, actually, this is true, we replaced Fleetwood Mac that night. Jeez. Because Jeremy Spencer, I think he was the one, and one of the guys in the band disappeared when he came to California.
I hate when that happens.
He disappeared. Maybe he went surfing.
It seems to me more than your average things happened strange to you guys and in California at that time.
Yeah, well,
is that true?
That's true.
It seemed to be.
It really did happen, though. And my sister was working at the Whiskey at the time, and she said, well, get my brother's band. I'm sure, you know, the guy's like, yeah, okay, sure, we'll get them. But finally, he didn't have much choice, and then some other people told him about us. So it was Friday, and he calls us at noon, because Jeremy still hadn't shown up.
Right, so you have this great chance, and your band is really trying, and you're a great band.
We were doing great. We got there and stayed at a packed house. They changed the moniker from Fleetwood Mac to Sanctuary, and people still showed up. It was packed, and we were playing. I remember we were in the middle of the song. I don't remember which, but our songs had a lot of timing changes. And I was really into the song. I was up in the front of the stage standing next to John Hyde. He was singing that particular song, I remember.
Right.
And Richard Tepp was playing on one drum set. And I had my eyes closed, and all of a sudden I started hearing this boom, 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 these offbeat drum beats. And I thought John had gone and sat back down on his drums for some reason.
Yeah.
And I looked over, and John was standing next to me. He pointed back with kind of a sarcastic Boston look on his face. And I looked back, and there's some guy. All I saw was like this big head of hair hanging over the drums, and he's just whacking the drums whenever he felt like it, basically.
Right.
And we struggled to get through the song, but we did. We made it through the song. I was quite relieved. And then Richard Tepp, our drummer, he was kind of a salty personality once in a while. At the end of the song, he stood up and he goes, well, it looks like we got too many drummers up here, and one of us is going to have to leave. And he looked over at this other guy, you know, and the guy was kind of embarrassing because he's like, well, I don't know. Well, if you're not ready for it, Mom, like, I didn't know. We didn't know who he was. We got rid of him. We were glad. We left. We played a couple more songs. The crowd liked us. We go off the stage thinking, wow, we did it.
Successful night. This is it. We did it.
We're going to get a record deal here.
Right.
Everybody loves us.
Right. We're in with the music industry.
We're there. We've made it. We got backstage, and the owner of the club, our managers, our so-called managers, everyone you can imagine was back there very somber looking at us, like calling us, looking at us. I won't tell you some of the names they called us.
They weren't happy.
They were bitter.
Yeah.
They were bitter. They said, what is the matter with you guys? We just did great. And they go, well, you just threw Mitch Mitchell off the stage.
Jimmy Hendrix's drummer. Oh, I hate when that happens.
We didn't know who he was. I mean, we wouldn't have thrown him off the stage had we known he was Mitch Mitchell. But I'll tell you what, Mitch Mitchell had maybe a couple too many barley sodas that night.
Mitch was getting carried away, and if he was here now, he'd probably
Mitch
say, oh,
excited.
Yeah.
It really was an honor. I was honored to think that he would even like our music.
I'm sure he was honored that he was thrown off the stage.
Mitch was embarrassed, but I think Mitch might have been, like, tipping the barley sodas or the scotch.
Maybe Mitch
or something.
Learned a lesson that.
I don't know. We
don't
sure
know
did.
Yeah.